Life is such a wonderful blessing, and we thank the Lord for life spared for this another broadcast time. You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, we welcome you. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast, and we're trusting that the Lord will take us and our broadcast and make it a real blessing to your soul today.
Beyond the borders of time, there's a beautiful land. The Word of God is glory unfurls. And by the grace of God, I someday will call it my home. I never miss heaven for the world. I never miss seeing Jesus. I never miss seeing loved ones who've gone on before. I never trade forever for a few days down here. I never miss.
Scriptures teach us that this old world is going to pass away, But he who has Christ will have eternal life. How unwise to sell your soul for the material things of this world for only a short time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today. We're thankful for everyone in our congregation. We're trusting that the songs and the preaching of the word will prove to be a blessing to souls. We want this broadcast also to be an honor and a glory to thee. So we pray for the blessings of the Holy Spirit to be upon our entire broadcast and also his blessings upon our congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thoughts today are entitled, Who is in Charge of Your Life? We read in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16 our text, Know you not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. We notice from this passage of Scripture that it is our responsibility to make the choice as to who will be in charge of our lives. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey. So we are the ones individually that must make the choice as to who will be in charge of our lives. Now, there are many voices in our world calling out for the positive position of boss. Yes, you might term it some other way, but let me term it that way today, because whoever's in charge of our life, we can truly say, is our boss. So, there are many voices in the world calling out for the position of boss of our life. Some of these voices are obvious, and others are hidden and not very obvious at all. But we all have a ruler. The word Lord means different things to different people. The word itself has different meanings. Number one, a person having great power and authority, a ruler, a master. Number two, the owner and head of a feudal estate. Or number three, in Great Britain, a nobleman holding the rank of baron, a member of the House of Lords, one given the title because of his office and so forth. So the word Lord means different things to different people. When you see the word in the Bible with a capital L, what do you think? When you see it connected with the Lord Jesus Christ, what does that mean to you? When the Bible speaks directly or indirectly about the Lordship of Jesus Christ, what are some of the things it is referring to? Well, let us notice what one passage of Scripture says. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, speaking of Jesus Christ. Wherefore, God hath also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. That's Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. So when we think of the Lord Jesus Christ, we need to think of one of great power and great authority, that at the knee of Jesus, or at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth. This refers to how every person should look at Christ and honor him. Yes, every knee will bow, if not in this time world, when Christ appears to judge the world. So this passage of Scripture from Philippians refers to how every person should look at Christ and honor him. Jesus gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a separate people zealous of good works. So we read in Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. Jesus tasted death for every man, according to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. Yes, Jesus Christ died for everyone. Therefore, everyone shall or can be saved and should be saved. Who is in charge of your life today? And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, the created beings, and the elders, and the numbers of them were 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. And of course, this speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ after he returned to heaven, having died on this earth for our sins to make it possible for us to become children of God and free from the bondage of sin. Now, what happens when a person says no to the Lord Jesus Christ and to his lordship? Are they able to have absolute lordship and control over their own personal life? Well, let us look at the man Samson for a moment. God had given him unusual power, and he did some very outstanding things. But he got involved with a woman who deceived him, or at least she got him to reveal the secret of his power. And whenever he revealed his secret to her, and she had one of the Philistines to cut his hair. He was lying there on her lap asleep, and after the hair was cut, she awoke him. And he said, I will arise, and I will go forth, even as I have before, not understanding that the Lord had departed from him. Beloved, Samson lost his power because he disobeyed his vow as a Nazarite. Samson thought he would go forth as before, but he was unable to do so. And so it is with everyone who says no to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. You may think, and you may even say, that I'm going to do as I please. But in reality, no one does that. No one does that. All of us have a master, whether it be Christ or whether it be Satan. Know ye not to whom you yield yourselves, servants to obey? His servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So no person has the lordship of their own life where they can do as they please and still have power to do what they want to do. Now, I realize we do have the responsibility of choosing, but having chosen, then we have a master that's going to rule our life. No man can serve two masters, Jesus said, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. That's part of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. And I would like to ask, without desiring to offend any unsaved person in my congregation today, but are you willing to accept what Jesus Christ said? I have just read it. Notice again what I read. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other. So if Satan is your master, you do not love God. And you cannot love God as long as Satan is your master. Jesus said you'll love one and you'll hate the other. You cannot serve two masters. No man can serve two masters. So we're going to hate one and love the other, or you're going to hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is usually thought of as money, but we can make it larger than that and just call the things of the world. You cannot serve God and serve the world. There's a choice that must be made, for you're going to have a master, one or the other. Will we accept what Jesus said? Will we love one and hate the other, whether we accept it or whether we do not accept it? Jesus Christ spoke the truth. Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 21. The only ones who are really serving the Lord Jesus Christ, the only ones that have Christ as their master, are those who love him. And if you love him, you will obey him. You will keep his commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Whenever we have Jesus Christ as our Lord, Savior, and Master, we have one who truly loves us. And not only the Lord Jesus, but the Heavenly Father loves us also. Isn't it desirable to have the love of God shed abroad in your heart? And you can by having Christ and the Holy Spirit abiding in you. To reject the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you automatically choose another power to be in charge of your life. Who is in charge of your life today? Again, to reject the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you automatically choose another power, and I might say an evil power, to be in charge of your life. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsel. So we read in Psalm 81, 11 and 12. Yes, we have the responsibility of choosing. We must choose the way that we're going to go. There are two ways that Jesus told us about, as we read in the Sermon on the Mount. One of them is straight and narrow. It leads to life eternal. And the other is broad, and it leads to destruction. And we choose which way we are going to go. But having made the choice, again, I want to emphasize, we have a master. Whether that master be the Lord Jesus, then the straight and narrow way, or whether it be the satanic powers of hell and the broad road. Remember, the broad road leads to destruction. The narrow way leads to life eternal. Consider the two masters, Jesus Christ, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and the morning star, the one who left heaven, came into this world in the form of a man, died upon the cross, rose again the third day to save us from our sins. And he said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I believe what he said, and I have found it to be so through these many years that I have endeavored to live for the Lord. We also read in the book of Proverbs, the way of the transgressor is hard. Now, I know Satan would turn that around, and he would have you to believe that the Lord's way is hard and that the way of the world is easy. But I believe the Scriptures. And Jesus again said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And the proverb writer wrote, "The way of the transgressor is hard." Who is in charge of your life? It is a choice you have already made. But if you have chosen the wrong master, the good news is that you can change masters. Yes, you can come to the Lord Jesus with a broken and a contrite heart and repent of and forsake your sins, and Jesus Christ will deliver you from the prison house of sin. He will deliver you from the servitude of Satan, and he will give you freedom to do what is right. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Yes, Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to open the prison house. He came to set the captives free. And Jesus Christ did not come in vain. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. So we read in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30 and verse 19. Here the Lord is urging us, he's instructing us to choose life. And to choose life means that we choose the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Master, our King, our Ruler. And so, beloved, it is a choice that we must make. And if you have made the wrong choice and you have gone the way of the world, I would like to encourage you to look where it leads. Look where your decision will take you and change, even as the Lord exhorts you here in Deuteronomy 30 and 19. Choose life. Choose Christ, For to have Christ is to have life, and to be without the Son of God is to be without life. Only in Christ can you find life. Only in Christ can you find eternal life. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the scriptures that we have brought, the thoughts that we have presented, be blessed to hearts by thy Spirit, and may souls respond to the wooing of your Spirit. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has been a blessing. And we're going to give you our mailing address as we usually do. We'd be thankful if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That word Hagerstown is spelled H-A-G-E-R-S-T-O-W-N. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Now, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And on our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, and you can listen to previous broadcasts if you have missed any. And you may also join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And they are broadcast live over the Internet. And we invite you to be a part of our Internet congregation, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to today's broadcast, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide, is our prayer.
In sorrow I wandered, my spirit oppressed, but now I am happy, securely I rest. From morning till evening, glad carols I sing, and this is the reason I walk with a King. I walk with a King, hallelujah. I walk with a King, praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with a King. For years in the fetters of sin I was bound. The world could not help me, no comfort I found. But now, like the birds and the sunbeams of spring, I'm free and rejoicing, I walk with a King. I walk with a King, hallelujah. I walk with a King, praise his name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with a King. O soul near despair in the lowlands of strife, look up and let Jesus come into your life. The joy of salvation to you he would bring. Come into the sunlight, and walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise His name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King.